Time to bring in Anthony J. in the Weather Center. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning again, Marshall. How goes it?
Good. Do you have a cold? Sounds like you got a little cold.
No, I did actually early in the week had a little one, so I guess it's just about gone, but that little bit of a cold voice, as you know.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that. Well, hey, we had my furnace has been on, but last night, thank goodness, it's not on. And this morning, it's 64 degrees, but I guess we're going to get some heavy rain today.
Yeah, I'm watching the radar, and there's some heavy stuff off to the west. Not super heavy, but the steady rain is over by Binghamton and Ithaca down to central PA. But here, we are not seeing much now, but it will move in probably by late this morning and this afternoon. So a rainy day for the second half of the day. And I think rain amounts could top around half to three quarters of an inch in some areas. So a nice little soaking rain that we haven't seen much of lately. And this is with a cold front moving across. So the rain will end looking at later tonight. And then on Tuesday, a drier day. But by Wednesday, a coastal storm is going to form. A nor'easter is going to form way off the coast of, like the Delmarva area. And that's going to send rain back our way Wednesday. So it's the season we start to see our nor'easters here in the Northeast. No snow, but some rain again moves back in Wednesday and probably lingers a little bit into Thursday before we see drier weather move back.
And is that going to be a lot of rain on Wednesday into Thursday?
It doesn't look like it. We're kind of going to be on the edge. But we could see some locally heavy rain, depending upon how close that storm tracks to us. So, in the wintertime, we'd be talking, we're getting 6 inches, 12 inches of snow. But it's just going to be some rain moving on in. And there's also a tropical possible system that could form way out east of that nor'easter, too. But we're not going to see too many problems or any problems with that, but it's going to be a rainier week than what we've seen, for sure. At least the Yankees are playing away this week.
The Yankees are playing in Minnesota, so mm-hmm. It's probably going to be like 20 degrees in Minnesota. I shouldn't say that, but we've already had cold weather, so what the heck. Yeah, so the Yankees are in Minnesota for two games, if they need the two games, and then they come back to Yankee Stadium. And Houston is in Tampa Bay, and there's a dome there, and the Dodgers there's four baseball games today, and a Monday night football game, so it's a busy sports day if you just want to sit home and vegetate. You can watch sports on TV from 1 o'clock this afternoon, probably till about 1 o'clock in the morning, 12 hours straight.
That's heaven, I think.
It's either heaven or boredom, one or the other.
Yeah. I never understood why the baseball stadiums, why they don't just make retractable roofs at all of the major league stadiums.
Well, to put retractable roof on Yankee Stadium would have brought the cost at the Yankee Stadium up to about $1 billion. That's why, because taxpayers helped fund it. Same thing for the Mets. Tampa Bay, it's a small dome. But it's just one of those things. It's really, really expensive. And you know what? Cities have better things to spend their money on than retractable roofs. They really do for sports teams. And I love to watch sports. But there's far more important things to do with money. And now, if the money was out there and flush, absolutely. But there's just, come on. You got to spend that money on infrastructure for the regular people, not just for sports fans. So that's the way I look at it anyway.
Yeah. So if the Yankees were home for that series, they'd be dealing with some rain issues. But we'll have, again, a half inch to an inch of rain here today into tonight. And probably it looks like a break Tuesday, a dry day. And then we'll watch that nor'easter give us that rain for Wednesday into part of Thursday, and then better weather conditions coming in for Friday.
All right, and the leaves are falling, and the leaves are turning, and the leaves are falling already.
This time of year, the leaves change. It's gorgeous this time of year. It takes longer, down on the coast. Usually we don't have much color down along New York City, Long Island until the end of the month. And then it all changes so fast, and then you blink, and then the leaves are gone.
Absolutely. Well, that's the story of life. You blink and it's gone. All right. Well, hey, so all in all, not too bad of a week. You're going to have a slightly rainy day today, a nice day tomorrow, a crummy day Wednesday into Thursday, but then Thursday doesn't look, and Friday doesn't look too bad, right?
No, I think we have a perfect day coming in for the end of the week for Friday and likely Saturday too.
Good, because this is a big weekend. We have the Salisbury Fall Festival Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have the Pine Plains Fall Festival Friday and Saturday. A lot of fall festivals going on this weekend. A lot. So we require you and Mother Nature to cooperate and give us good weather on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, yes. I'll do our best. It does look like not too bad for the weekend after, you know, this kind of wet weather pattern dies down by the Thursday, Friday.